believe I should do this by making a brief television announcement on it.
Absolutely.
Rather than going out and having the press question me about it or about it, why don't I just go out and say at 6:30 or 7:30 at night, so I'm going to announce my Supreme Court appointments on television, and I describe how it is a necessity of the court, my philosophy about the court, that I'm superbly qualified, this man, and so forth and so on. Lewis Powell, president of the American Bar Association, first in his class, whatever he was, if he was first, I'm sure he was probably first, so. Universally recognized as one of the probably top 10 lawyers in the country, and also some top 10 reckless. For the Supreme Court, for the high honor of being one of the chosen, Robert Jackson. Jackson was a friend of mine who was not good, wrote me a letter one time. I read an article, but it was effective. It's called Long and Every Problem. It's the law journal letter. Dave Capers, the journal, sent my article to get to read. And Jackson wrote me a letter to try and back on the right one. So what's it like?
I bet it. He helped me. He was quite the bright star there at the FBI. I heard a lot of all the ones that he was dead on. Yeah. You should never take that door closed, Jim. Every door there.
Well, everybody was closed in their mind.
Yeah. And that sort of created a little bit of a guy. Did it help Spike him up while he was there?
It wasn't her who killed him. It was something else. I heard him so much. Broke low. He was blocked by the left. I mean, that's a long story about it.
He came out of Jamestown, New York, which is a tiny town, as you know. And he comes here, a hard worker and a very bright fellow. He's a tiny general at that point.
Sure.
When he was something in his early 40s, at best. So I to that story, hope you go this way. Name too. And
we're never going to get money. That's what we're always going to do.
I just comment on the matter you asked me on the telephone. I had access to all those articles. I've got citizen, switched to the BB remote, so you asked me.
Oh, yeah.
It strikes me, and I think we ought to wait a few days.
You would sue, or you would sue?
Well, I would not sue. I would, with your standpoint, I would recommend, I think, not suing. For one reason, this seems to be one of those series that they thought was going to be a big run of candles that go off. I don't find the second distribution now. Papers didn't carry it for some time, but outside of Time magazine, it has not been picked up. You haven't heard it discussed, or that's not caused any. So far, I'll wait a little bit longer. And also, those items are so complicated that I don't think one person in 1,000 understood them. I don't think that they had enough bite, actually, to cause the excitement. But you mentioned the Bobby Baker.
Louis, they are only going to get out of his statement, though, with regard to what it cost to be president, to come for colonists. The fact that I gave up $175,000, I guess, my law firm, and lost $250,000 on this damn stock because of my shoulder. But the damn stock was worth twice as much.
I don't know. They wrote it as a stock that you paid a dollar, and others were getting it still. But it struck me that no economy was so full of it that nothing popped out of it. As an old bird accident.
But they kept hunting the bees that I don't have.
Of course they don't.
Unfortunately, unfortunately, probably in a sense. Everything I own, I own an equity in the San Clemente House. I own an equity in naturally, two lots in Florida, three lots in Florida, two houses in a lot. I own equity in what was formerly my mother's house. That's all. That's all they have in the world, not another goddamn city. I don't care.
Well, I think you work hard at it, man. I know. I came down Sunday night and fixed these articles. Eight, 9 o'clock Sunday night, I mean, here they were, you and your work. And I think that's all I wanted to speak to you to the plan we think you were. But you've never cared about that. I said, oh, here's all of me.
Right.
Hello, Alex.
Not an idle threat, I will. people will support resumption of the bombing of military targets until they return prisoners. By God, I'll include Baca, which is a city. Terrible thinking none of those doors. I have any problems you have with any one of these things. The Russians would get mad at us, the Chinese would get mad at us. Although, the beauty of the Russian-Chinese war is that one makes the other work.
That's right.
And any sophisticated seats.
I think
Carter Gloria, she is the most stupid argument like this. Where she said that Henry Kissinger did the robbery, she'd be a rescue operation. You know, Henry's treatment was set up 2 months ago.
We're on the
phone. They rescued hell. What China or asking him to come.
You couldn't have just gone home without that kind of attempt to get ready for it. That fact. There's no choice.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate this chance to talk about the Clint thing. I just hoping it would go exactly this way, and I just never doubted it. I swear.
Well, we are going to do things stupid, but we have to put some things out there. You see, the bird payment really irritated. It caused a lot of consternation in Democratic panels. So I'm worried about demoralizing the distance. That really was delightful, you know, jumping for cover on that.
That's right. And
must be holding back, and that's all right.
That's right.
But you created a lot of suspicion among them.
That disturbed their ranks.
And I don't think he complimented Mr. Bird. I think he was disappointed that to be considered
sure he complimented.
You know, sir. Well, you're an older blow, for Christ's sake, to be considered. You've done her a hell of a favor. She's a national.
This is the biggest that would happen. That probably mentioned is the biggest thing that's going to happen to
her. Since the time when Pat Brown almost put her on the stage.
She says that to us, but she's too conservative.
Right. That's what I have to say.
Well,
we're all trying to.
I'm going to wait for this one. I'm going to.
The AP is moving bulletin that reports that informed Senate sources today say that the president is on the verge of nominating that, they say Friday morning, tomorrow. I'm totally loose on it.
Keep it, I let them think that's what's going to happen. I'd like to.
In other words, the way I handle it, the briefing this morning, you can do it tomorrow, you can do it next week.
I would, I believe that we may have an announcement tomorrow, but I can't be sure.
But I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to leave it loose, possibly this week. I'm not going to shoot this report down.
Don't shoot it down.
But I'm not going to. I'm not going to shoot it down, I'll just leave it where it is.
Say, well, I, okay, just let it be off on that track. Well, I'll let you know, I'm frankly working on it today, and I'll leave them on that. I want them to be.
I'm not going to move them the net.
I want them to be on that trail, Ron, so leave it if you can a little on that trail. I'd like to have them sort of let the Times, the New York Times, indicate that it will be those two. I hate to do that to our reporters.
No, no, I talked to the Attorney General. The way I left it this morning after our discussion was that you may do it this week, you may not. The announcement, although I didn't refer to the list of six, may come from this group of six. It may not. In other words, it's totally muddy.
Well, you're.
But in a positive way.
You've got to keep your credibility. I was thinking of somebody else, one of our perennial leaders around here. Like, so I know there's a problem. Don't you do it. I want
no,
you
to
say we are so that you can keep your credibility. You've got exactly what you need to be here. And we can go anywhere we want. That's exactly what we're going to do, right? You will surprise.
However, if you did tomorrow. If you went tomorrow, it would surprise the hell out of them.
Tomorrow? Would it why?
Well, because I get to know that after talking to the Attorney General, he left it loose, but in moving it a little loose, referring to the fact that you felt the AP report was going to come in over the weekend, for example.
It didn't come in for the day.
They feel somewhat deflected from, well, it's going to be tomorrow, it's going to be really, it's going to be Friday. So if you went
well, you can say at this moment, we still don't have the
Thank you.
say no, say yes tonight, then my view is that I agree with you. I really lean very strongly to the reference. Some way or other, I think it's such a surprise that they don't have the problem of Smith's law of compliance and all that kind of sort of stuff, you know. And if you feel comfortable with it, all right, well, that's the way I do it. Either Baker or Reckless. All right, with you. So prepare something. Goddamn it, Baker should.
with you, not with an expressly set of coverage, I believe, with you. The stories today that are moving go along this line. The president is considering possible Supreme Court nominees whose names have not been submitted to the American Bar Association. He has not ruled out the possibility of selecting a candidate without prior discussion with the association. But then it goes on to say that Zipper said it's still a very good possibility that the choice would be announced this week. But he said the president, and then I refer to the timetable.
Right.
In other words, what exists here? And it says, as we've done consistently, the six names, since the six names leak to the public, declined to say how many nominees were submitted to associations or what. So what we have tonight, and I quite frankly would like to see him kind of Waller fusion tonight. By not announcing the 7:30 thing tonight,
all right,
but by doing it tomorrow even at 11 o'clock, see, and just walk out very calmly to say,
good,
the president will have an address tonight at 7:30. And then I think it makes it seem more smooth and
will give them time to get deep in the hall and speculation.
Consider it as I cannot tell you, John, you'll have an announcement. Period. Is
Dick Moore. Thank you.
They have to have